Hi, my name is Anne McElhenney.
And I'm Phelan McAleer.
Welcome to the Anne and Phelan Scoop Daily Virus, where we do what, Phelan?
We discuss the latest news, views, advice, and madness of the pandemic.
So it's Thursday, September the 17th, week 26. That's 6.5 months of the 2-week flatten the curve lockdown. How are you where you are? We're, you know, okay here, except for they've got very bad air quality, hoping that it improves today.
But we have something else on the...
We have a lot on the agenda.
We've launched Obamagate the movie, where we're doing the true story of the plot, the deep state plot to undermine President and candidate Trump. It's starring Dean Cain, it's starring Christy Swanson, it's starring John James, who used to play Jeff Colby out of Dynasty. We're filming and rehearsing at the moment in pre-production. It's Obamagate the movie. It is funny, it is sad, it'll make you angry, and it's the truth. It's 100% verbatim. So find out more, go to obamagatemovie.com. Help make the project happen. Go to obamagatemovie.com. We need your donations. We need your help. We also need your help on the comment section. Please leave a comment on the Apple podcast and a star rating.
And just if you needed any further motivation to give to the Obamagate movie, Showtime have a two-part series coming out at the end of the month. They're going to spend just south of about $100 million on that, $40 million on the production and $40 million on marketing. So you'll be hearing an awful lot about that, and it's based on Jim Comey's book, and it's lies. So our film is the truth, yeah. Exact in their own words. So what are we doing today on the virus film?
Well, we're going to look at Don't Panic, Keep Calm and Carry On, are decidedly not on show in the UK, as we look at some shocking statistics that should make people calm, but don't. It's good shocking rather than bad shocking.
And Ireland is not much better, as Phelan says. Was it for this we fought and died against the British? Okay.
Was it for this my great 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 grandfather starved during the famine? And we look at how Nashville Nazis keep the good news from you so they can continue their crazy lockdown, and a really, 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 really bad review from Yelp, and
another awful victim of the of lockdown hysteria. Very sad story. And then we have a kind of a funny story that probably a lot of people can relate to, a hair raising story from the lockdown. Yes. But tell us about the UK first. What's going on there, Finn?
Well, that's a busy show, so I'll keep it brief. You know, the headline says it all. From the Office of National Statistics, flu and pneumonia have killed more people in the UK. Flu and pneumonia have killed more people than COVID since June. But they're
and we're not hearing a lot about
that. No, and they're just brought in a 6-person maximum grouping. You're not allowed to be in a group of, so they're increasing
the rule of six.
They're increasing the draconian lockdown, but more people have died from flu and pneumonia since June. But they're introducing these rigid lockdowns, even though the news is good. You know, and for example, here's another statistic. Just 78 people died of coronavirus in the week ending September 4th, the latest for which death registrations are available. The first time the figure has fallen below 100 since lockdown began in March. So it's on the way out, it's on the way down, and they're introducing more draconian legislation, rules and regulations. It really does seem to be, if you give the government power, no matter conservative, liberal, they will take it and they will run with it. Deaths in England and Wales involved in COVID-19 decreased for the 20th consecutive
week. 20th consecutive week.
Yeah.
So in Ireland, by the way, just, you know, because Ireland obviously has to do better than England, they're basically threatening. All the newspapers have been saying it today, and tomorrow is the big day. They're saying on Friday that in Ireland, they're going to reintroduce basically a form of lockdown in Dublin. They're distinguishing Dublin from the rest of the country because they're saying that the deaths, there's a high number of deaths. Of course, most of the people live in Ireland.
Actually, are they saying deaths? Or are they saying this old canard of saying cases? Was it a disease reservoir? That's it. All these really technical sort of cool terms.
The government is worried about the figures, you know. So yes. I think they're worried. Yeah, they're worried about the number of people who are getting infected in Dublin. But what they're planning to do then is they're saying to people in Dublin, you know, and they haven't done this yet, but we're thinking that this is, everyone's saying that they, you know, good sources apparently are telling the Irish Times, and I think the Irish Times have very close relations with the government.
Yes.
And they're basically saying, yeah, it looks like, you know, we are going to reintroduce, they're going to go from level two to level three. And level three means that they're not allowed to leave Dublin, basically. They're advising people to cancel their weddings. And they're saying also that there'll be no indoor or outdoor gatherings, except for funerals.
Yes, and people from Dublin shouldn't leave the Dublin to go anywhere else in the country. You know, and these dodgy statistics, COVID rates in parts of Dublin, three times the national average. Yeah, but if it's full of young people, mm-hmm. and it's three times the national average, it means nothing. You know, this is going to destroy. So basically, Dublin is, because Ireland was partitioned, Dublin is this huge city that is disproportionately large. It's not like a normal capital city. It has over 1 million people. Ireland has 4 million people. So that's, you know, it's not, you know, Ireland had all these other cities up north that were cut off from it. So Dublin is this weird thing where it has a quarter of the population. They've just banned a quarter, or they're, you know. And by the way, they haven't banned it. They're highly recommending it. But everyone works for the government there. And if you work for the government and you disobey the guidelines, then you get fired or are forced to resign. So,
and you're right, Phelim. It's not deaths that they're worried about. It's cases. Yes. Again, where the thing has segued from being, you know, the lockdown was because the hospitals wouldn't get overwhelmed. Then everyone was shocked by the number of deaths.
I love this back there
in March and whatever. And now it's all about cases.
I love this line. You know, so I'll give you the last line first. It's now between 8 and 10 cases per day in Dublin. Right now, for most people on the planet, that would sound like not a lot, right? Most people. But here's the way they phrase it. The daily number of cases has increased very rapidly. We were looking at 1 or 2 new cases per 100,000 in August. It's now between 8 and 10 per 100,000 in August. And they say, that's an increase of 4 or 5-fold. It's still only, 80 to 100 a day. Like, it's not, you know, this is cases. This is not hospitalizations and this is not deaths. So, but I mean, they love the power, and this is, nothing's brought this home more than this story coming out of Nashville. So basically, the cases in Nashville were so low that the mayor and the mayor's office the mayor's senior advisor in the health department discussed not releasing
the information to the good public. News. To the public.
The good news to the public, because basically they'd have to change their policy and they'd have to open up Nashville.
The conversation they had was, this isn't going, because they had these great numbers where things, basically no one, you know, there was very,
sorry,
little,
it was 80,
this isn't going to be public.
The actual numbers were 80 people, so they've you know, they've something like 20,000 or 80,000 cases, I can't remember, but 80 of them could only be traced to bars and restaurants. So basically bars and restaurants are safe. This was clear, right? From all these cases.
So basically then they said, the health department, Leslie Waller said, this isn't going to be released to the public, right? Just info for the mayor's office. You know, she said in an email. And then the senior advisor wrote back and said, correct, not for public consumption. You know, isn't that everything you need to know, yes, about government? You know, we're not going to tell the public because it's good news, basically.
Yeah, and bars and restaurants are a good problem. So they're closing down businesses in Nashville. They had that American Country Music Awards.
And they even said here, my 2 cents, we've certainly refused to give counts per bar because those numbers are low per site. So the numbers of people, yeah, getting infected in bars didn't turn out to be as high as they hoped. Basically, it sounds like that they hoped. So they weren't going to give out this good information because they don't want to reopen the bars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So what else, Sam?
So what else?
Yelp. Oh, yeah. A really bad review from Yelp. So Yelp data shows 60% of the current businesses closed on Yelp due to the coronavirus pandemic are now permanent. So that is an incredible story. I mean, really, that's all you have to say.
Say that again. 60% of business closures.
Not every business is on Yelp, but a lot of retail and service businesses. But, you know, and you look up and you go, oh, Yelp business closed. And they've now determined, I suppose, the counts have ended and the business is permanently closed now. So this is a massacre of business across the United States. And it, you know, this is what happens when you have good news and you don't tell the public, and you want to keep, like California, keep things closed until after the election to harm the orange man. You're harming real people with real jobs and real businesses.
And the next story is a story about real harm as well. A terrible story that just came in from the Daily Mail. So research that's been done, I think it's Sweden, but stillbirths have surged by up to 50% amid the lockdown. As pregnant women avoid seeking care, and this is global research. So Swedish researchers found that the stillbirth rate increased from seven per 1,000 births to 21 per 1,000 births after pandemic lockdowns. The number of births at hospitals declined as women avoided healthcare facilities. One UK hospital saw a four-fold increase in stillbirth rates. Really terrible. New CDC research found that one in four women hospitalised for coronavirus was pregnant, and three out of 93 who were hospitalised had stillbirths. And they're basically saying that, you know, the reason that this happened
is people are putting off.
Yeah, is that people were scared of going to, you know, of going to the hospital because of the hysteria, you know.
Yes.
And it's just there's horrible statistics connected with that.
Yeah,
obviously.
I saw some statistics there. You know, like India and Scotland reported increase. The St George's University of London saw a similar trend with the stillbirth. This is London. This is not, you know, Africa. With the stillbirth rising from 2.38 per 1,000 deliveries to an average of 9.3 per 1,000 births between February and June. You know, these are real people. These are real deaths. These are real babies and real women and real men and real mothers and fathers.
Basically, they, you know, after they worked on the research and really, you know, dug into it, basically they found the reason for it was that people were terrified. People have become terrified to go to hospitals because of the lockdown, because of the hysterical media. People, and we know that, we know those stories of people just being, you know, waiting to, and, you know, as we know of a case of a child who died because the parents waited too long to go to the hospital in the UK. It's one case that we know of very specifically, because people were terrified. Like, this was a disease like no other, which is ridiculous. I mean, and the statistics and all the information, nothing points to it being
dangerous to children, dangerous to young parents, or dangerous to pregnant women.
But our last story today is kind of a more cheerful one, because this is a lot of sad stories here. Is a lot of women, obviously, during the lockdown were, you know, having a problem. They couldn't get their hair done and decided, you know what, I'll try a DIY job. And the Wall Street Journal do a very funny story about that. Well, it's not that funny, I suppose. Want to return your lockdown pink hair to normal? It's not that easy. So bored and depressed during the lockdown, Madison Namala tried to cheer herself up by dyeing her blonde hair bright pink. When she finished applying the dye, she started sobbing. Instead of pink, her hair was literally the colour of an orange Crayola crayon, says the 24-year-old Idaho resident. She tried applying a rose-coloured conditioner, but that turned the tips of her hair pink. The roots remained fiery orange. She was eventually able to remove the orange, but it took $1,200, three appointments with two different hairstylists, and dyeing her hair jet black, the opposite of what she'd wanted. Now with her pale skin, she said, I honestly look like a vampire. And basically they're saying that the DIY hairstyle, and they have loads of photographs, it's really funny. They have all these people who tried to kind of take care of their hair themselves and really did not turn out that well.
It's almost dark brown, blue, greyish. Yes, I can see.
You can see lots of different colours. But it was funny. You actually filmed this one more story, actually, that you wanted to tell.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's Noel Gallagher. We won't play it for you because it's, the language is pretty rough.
We can't do
he's
that.
He's from Oasis. You may remember him. He is, let's just say he is not a fan of the mask mandate. The whole thing's bollocks. You're supposed to wear them in Selfridge, yet you can bleeping go down the pub and be surrounded by every bleeping bleep. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, we don't have the virus in pubs, but we have it in Selfridges, which is, it's kind of a twist on what you said, Anne. You could fly on a plane that is packed to the gills, but you can't go for a 5-hour trip, but you can't go to the church for an hour on Sunday. That is the world we live on this day. What, this day?
6.5 months into the two-week lockdown.
That is the world we're in. And the date of today is what, Anne? Is it the...
It's the 17th. I think it's the 17th. Yes. I think it's the 17th. But yeah, but Noel yes. Gallagher basically is he's an unusual candidate for being a lockdown skeptic, I suppose.
Yes, he's half Irish, actually.
And he's half Irish.
Yes. So, yes, that is the crazy world we live in today, Thursday, 17th of September. We will see you again.
On Monday.
On Monday. And hear you. You'll hear us again on Monday.
And if you've got time, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or go to ObamaGateMovie.com. And
apologies today. We're not really in our best form today. Some of us didn't get any, literally no sleep. And we can blame the cats and we can blame the pandemic or the bad air. But please forgive us for today, and we'll see you bright and breezy on Monday, and hopefully we'll have better air quality.
And better energy.
And better energy.
Bye.
Bye.